been murdered. All the friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of The Call. It is a Purple Friday preview as we welcome Indy back to Baltimore. How's it going, everybody? Welcome to The Call, where we talk anything and everything Baltimore Ravens football. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. Well, like I said, Indy's coming back to Baltimore, this time not on the Mayflower trucks, but they are coming back. Joining me, as always, to talk about all things Ravens this week is my buddy Josh. What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm wonderful, man. Just counting down the week. It's Christmas week. I can't believe we're inside a week at Christmas, man. This is awesome.
It is insane how quickly this year has gone, how quickly this Christmas season has passed us by. I have so much left to do, and I'm running out of time.
You're not done your shopping yet? Don't tell me that.
I'm close. I need one or two things, and then I'm good. But all of those gifts, that's one of the things I haven't done. I haven't mailed you your gift yet. So.
You mail me a gift? Oh, you're so thoughtful.
Yeah, I got to get your new address, but
yours is on back order, so I don't know if it'll come in time, but right. It might come in the new year, so it'll be like merry late Christmas, but I'm hoping. I do a lot of my shopping online, and a lot of people's gifts this year. I actually got an email today from my I know my parents will listen to podcasts, but I don't want to spoil anything, but I got a lot of emails for back orders, and they're like, oh, we can't mail your account, your stuff till the first week of January, and I'm like, so I had to do alternative shopping in the last 2 weeks, so it's been fun, but but I don't want to ruin anything. I don't know whose gifts are on back order, but we'll see what Santa Claus comes through on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But man, it's been fun. But I love, this is my favorite time of year. And with that being said, using my favorite time of year gets a little bit depressing because that means it's the end of the NFL season. I hate that.
That's right. And a true sign of the NFL season coming to a close is the fact that the Pro Bowl selections have come out. Let's talk about that before we talk about Indy coming to town. The Ravens have three players represented at the Pro Bowl this year: Terrell Suggs, CJ Mosley, Eric Weddle. Now, everyone's pretty happy with those selections. They think all three of them deserve that. However, there is a big fan contingent as well as player contingent in Owings Mills at the Castle that said they can't believe Sam Cook and Justin Tucker did not make the list for the Pro Bowl. That was a Pro Bowl snub. So I agree with that. Sam Cook, Justin Tucker have had great seasons so far. Absolutely fantastic. Tucker said, how do you not have Sam Cook in there when he had three punts within the 5-yard line, hit back there? That's really hard to do. So what are you shocked that these two guys are not a part of the Pro Bowl? I guess you can't go every year, but man, I thought these guys deserved it.
Oh, no, I'm very shocked. I'm very shocked at the fact that they weren't – and I heard he was an alternate. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. He's only had three misses and one block, and the misses were from 58 and 62 yards, I believe. I'm like, give me a break. And what's funny to me – and this is another reason why I hate Pittsburgh over New England. Here's another reason why. Chris Bywell's got the position, and don't tell me it's because he kicked those stupid game winners, because the dude has like – four misses, and two missed extra points. Who misses extra points? Loser kickers do. So, I'm not going to get overworked here about a Pro Bowl stuff, because we all know Justin Tucker is freaking awesome. And if I'm not mistaken, I did read something on social media this week that because Dan Bailey missed a few field goals, that Justin Tucker moves into the most accurate kicker, I think, active right now or even in NFL history. I don't even know, but I have to go back and find that tidbit. But dude, you're telling me that we go from Matt Stover to, I know we had a little rough ride with Billy Cundiff, but we basically go from Matt Stover to Justin Tucker. Dude, I don't know, but I mean, I really believe that it's because of stupid game winners, and I don't care. It is what it is, but hey, from my standpoint, again, are we going to make noise in January? It remains to be seen. But hey, who cares if he got snubbed? Because if we're playing in the big game in number 52 here in the Super Bowl 52, it won't matter because snubs or not, we'll be playing in the big game, so it doesn't really matter at that point.
Yeah, there's another bowl game I think all of those guys would rather be playing in than the Pro Bowl. So
oh yeah, and it's the Super Bowl, not the Pro Bowl. But of the honorable mentions, you know, of the three that did make it, no surprise they're on the defensive side of the football, who lead the league in takeaways, and it's Terrell Suggs, C.J. Mosley, and Eric Weddle. And I'm going to start right there at the top of the list. Terrell Suggs, man, I mean, you know, I hope the rumors aren't true where he was like, you know, in the middle of the season, he was like, well, I'm preparing to finish my career elsewhere, and this is a business, and I hope it doesn't end up like an Ed Reed thing where, you know, not that we're going to finish on top. Who knows what holds us at Destiny's fate in the playoffs, but I just really hope that this isn't it, man, because the dude is playing at a high level right now, and he's showing the Ravens, hey, you know, you might want to fork out a little bit of cash, or maybe Suggs might not take the greedy route. Who knows? I don't know his situation, but you kind of hope that he kind of, you know, that him and the Ravens can work it out where he can finish here. And if, you know, if he gets a 1-year deal or a 2-year deal and they can do it, let him do it. But Terrell Suggs is having a monster year. C.J. Mosley, man, it's funny how I remember when he was drafted, everybody's like, well, I wanted this player, I wanted that player. All the dude was just, he just makes Pro Bowls year in and year out. And Ozzie picked another good one. And Eric Weddle, man, what addition to this team. And, you know, he's got 6 interceptions this year. I believe it leagues league. Not it's up there tops, and the dude, you know, he deserves a big bowl of ice cream for that, man. And I really just am tickled to death with the selections. But you're right, on the offensive side, if any, it's the special teams that would have gotten it. But you know, you can't go wrong with the three that were picked. And Matt Judon on the defensive side, I feel like if maybe somebody gets hurt and these players sometimes don't show up, man. I mean, you know how it is. You know, the players get an invite and some people, you know, they say it's an injury, but they don't want to go, or some people drop out, or, you know, some people actually go to Super Bowl so they can't go. And Judon might sneak in there, but I feel like Matt Judon there, man, has to be mentioned. He's having a great year.
Yeah, that was the other guy I was going to bring up, saying that there was a potential snub was Matt Judon. Absolutely fantastic year. Impresses what about, day in and day out.
What about our boy Perryman? He didn't get any votes?
He's going to a different kind of bowl game. we'll leave it at that one. But man,
exactly. Did you hear, speaking of our Pro Bowl selections, did you hear Suggs' review of the movie this week?
I did. I heard that he was not a fan of The Last Jedi. He's a big Star Wars fan, and he said if you are a Star Wars fan, you're kind of looking for something more. I don't know. Maybe I'm not as big a Star Wars fan as him. I enjoyed The Last Jedi. I definitely feel like you can feel Disney's fingerprints on the movie, but I don't know. I had a good time. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think and it was funny because I got heckled at work this morning about it. Like, you need to. I got approached by another coworker and was like, "You need to give Star Wars a chance." And I'm like, "Geez, man." And you know me, I'm hard pressed to really give a movie a bad review because I love every movie, and I still stick with my guns that I thought that Dawn of Justice, Batman vs. Superman, was great. I saw it 4 times in theaters 4 weeks in a row. Everybody's like, man, it sucks, and they ripped it apart. And I'm like, I loved it. And the more I watched it, the more I fell in love with that movie. And it's just how it is. And I can feel Suggs' sentiments, but I like the fact that – did you hear what he said about the dark side versus Jedi? Did you hear the comparisons? It's pretty freaking hilarious.
Yeah, you're the good guys, you can't really have any fun. The bad guys have all the fun. So when he came back from his Achilles injury, yes, he was Darth Sizzle.
And he stuck with it, and I just love it. And I'm surprised, maybe who knows? I mean, with all the gimmicks, you remember he did the Gladiator helmet last year. He did the Bane mask this year. And who knows, maybe he has something in store for Saturday night, because I can't remember if the defense is getting introduced this weekend or not, because I think the last home game it was the offense, if I not remember. It's hard to keep track of these things. I should know as I go to every stinking game. But if the defense so happens to get introduced this Saturday under the lights, I really think due to the fact that it is about a week's remove of The Last Jedi, I really hopefully he comes out in like a Darth Vader helmet or mask or Kylo Ren helmet. I really feel like he should do that. And maybe I should tweet him and see if maybe I can edge him on. But I think he already has something in store. Who knows? I wouldn't put it past him to do something like that. But you know, it's stinking awesome. And it's funny, he said that like CJ Mosley was like the Jedi of the linebacker. So I just love it how these guys are just, you know, joking about the movies, but he had a good assessment. I kind of side on the, you know, his assessment, but to each is their own. But that's my point is, you know, getting away from that is I felt like Disney's footprint was on the movie, and my coworkers are trying to justify that. Well, Star Wars is like a kid's franchise, and when adults pick it apart, they're really reading into things a lot. But I'm like, you know what? It is what it is. It overall was a great movie. I'm not going to get away from that. But, you know, me and Sizzle have our battles there and the flaws accordingly. But, you know, one thing we can agree on is he's playing lights out football.
That's right. And I'm sure he wasn't a big fan of the Porgs in the movie, but I loved them. So I don't care what he says. More Porgs, I'm happy with that. But anyway, so let's talk about this game on Saturday, Ravens versus Indy. And the injury report's out for Tuesday and Wednesday. And unfortunately, Jeremy Maclin did not practice either day. I mean, Tuesday was just a walkthrough, but he still wasn't there. He didn't practice on Wednesday. John Harbaugh came out and said that him and Carl Davis did not suffer season-ending injuries. And you got to remember, the season ends in like 2-3 weeks. So if they're not season-ending injuries, they can't be that big a deal. But Jeremy Maclin did not practice this week. So going against Indy, I mean, you're at that point where you still need a win, but you don't want your starters to get healthy. What's your opinion? If Jeremy Maclin can go, do you play him, or do you give him this game off and let him rest up a little bit?
I say play him sparingly a little bit. Let's see what he looks like. But it's hard to thrust him out, especially I think – see how the game goes too. You don't want to discount the Colts coming into town because it's any Sunday. I mean, the Ravens are heavily favored. But given the scenario of the game, I feel like they should roll out Maclin and see how he feels, see how the game is. I mean, if we have the game, you know, by 15, 20 points in the second half, you know, maybe sit him. You know, let somebody else come in, like Chris Moore, get more playing time. And let's see. I mean, you can yank players, sit them, and then if need be, put them back in the game. You know, sub people in as need be. But I say err on the side of caution, limit him. I don't think he should be healthy scratch because I think still this is a playoff game. These two games are playoff atmosphere games, and I think at this point, you know, you have to look at it. If we're in the wild card round this Sunday, he'd be playing 110%. So I feel like, you know, you kind of want to play the whole rest for the playoffs, but we need these to get in. I mean, we can't see be sitting here and sitting best players and starters and, you know, who's healthy, who's not, because, you know, if you trip up and lose one of these stupid games, who knows? You can't get stupid and play lightly here. And, you know, I think if he's healthy enough to play, get out in the field and show us what you got. But, you know, with that being said, you know, be careful because, you know, one stupid play could just ruin the whole thing, you know? So I just think they got to have smart, but healthy scratch and practice could be good for Saturday's game. So we shall see, man.
Yeah, and like you said, these two games are important. If the Ravens were to win out, they would be in the playoffs. They need to win the next two. For the easiest route to the playoffs, win your last two games. There's ways of them to get in, but in order for that to happen, if they were to lose one of the next two games, they're going to need some help, and you're going to be scoreboard watching the next 2 weeks. So
I don't want to do that. I've already told you I hate scoreboard watching. Yeah. It makes me distract from the game. I feel like this team knows what's at stake around the verge. I mean, you can't have it set up any better. I mean, the way the Ravens have it for the playoffs, they were the fifth seed. You know, if they do make it at number five, you know, we wouldn't really be, you know, five or six, we're not going to host the playoff game. The only real advantage of that would be if some crazy scenario had five playing six for the AFC title game, you know, who may be, but that has to take care of itself. I mean, there was almost a scenario where that was going to happen 1 year, and it almost did happen, but didn't come to fruition. But if the Ravens get at number six, they're on the road the whole time. But they fared well on the road this year, man. 4-4. Who would have thought they'd be this good on the road? Because they're usually a sucky road team and from years past. And you have to hand it to them. I mean, yeah, you dropped a couple contests at home, which is uncharacteristic. But the old adage is, if you're undefeated at home, go 4-4 on the road throughout the year, you're 12-4, stamping your ticket every single year. If not, so you know, even if you trip up and have one at home, one on the road, either give or take, 11-5, 10-6. I mean, it's split no matter way you look at it. But I feel like the Ravens putting themselves in position right now, playing good football. Can't set up any better. Two softball games at home. You don't want to take them lightly. But the Colts, you know, they provide some fight, man. It wasn't too long ago that these Colts were up 17-3 against the Pittsburgh Steelers, but pretty much just, you know, laid an egg and couldn't finish. And they're the Colts, and they were part of the crazy snow game in Buffalo that went into overtime. So, you know, they've had their battles this year, and they've been up and down, but they just had some bad luck, pun intended, with Andrew Luck just not being healthy as he should be. And this went down there from here. But what they pose is a running game threat, man. Frank Gore's quietly building that Hall of Fame resume, and he's still a workhorse, and we have to stop him. And I want the game to fall solely on Jacoby Brissett's arm, man. You know, another understudy out of New England under Tom Brady, as we know, Jimmy Garoppolo out in San Francisco, is providing a big boost in their offense and showing what he learned from Tom. And, you know, Jacoby's had a strength, man. I mean, you know, it's an upgrade over DeShone Kizer, who we faced last week as a quarterback, versus this defense. But I feel like we shut down Frank Gore, make him one-dimensional, make T.Y. Hilton make some plays, let Jacoby Brissett make some plays with his arm. I feel like we're going to sit back there. I think Garrett Weddle is going to have a 7th interception. I feel like Matt Judon is going to be cut loose. Terrell Suggs put pressure, and I feel like this could be another defensive touchdown game where we saw in the Lions game where we had the game in hand and just take pedal to the metal. And I feel like this game, I feel like it's going to play out just like that Lions game where we just get from the get-go, start fast, turn the ball over, point points off turnovers, get 7. And I feel like this is going to be a big, big game for the Ravens.
Yeah, absolutely it is. I mean, this should be a good one. Now, looking at the Indianapolis offense, there is a familiar name, familiar face, Kamar Aiken, who has spent he spent a lot of years with the Ravens.
That's your buddy, man.
That's my boy. He's my buddy. I'll never say a bad word about Kamar Aiken. Just putting that out there right now, so I can't be, you know, I'm going to side with him no matter what. But anyway, so he spent a lot of years in Baltimore. It didn't end the way I think he would have liked with the team. He didn't have the greatest showing last year. He was blaming some of the offensive coaches, saying, you know, they didn't want to give him a chance. He said, "Give me the ball," and it didn't work out for him. So the two sides parted ways. He signed a 1-year deal with Indy, and Indianapolis really hasn't played Kamar Aiken that much. He's pretty much like a 4th pick for wide receiver. So they have a wide receiver who's injured. So there's a good chance Kamar Aiken get some playing time on Saturday. What's it going to be like to have Kamar Aiken come back here into Baltimore? When Joe went down 2 years ago, Kamar Aiken really was, you know, a shining spotlight for the offense. He did really well. Like I said last year, didn't have a good showing last year. What's it going to be like for him? Is he going to have a chip on his shoulder with the way that he did leave Baltimore, or what do you think? So what's it going to be like to have him back in M&T Bank?
Well, not going to put him in the same breath as Steve Smith here, but just level with me. But it was the same thing with Steve Smith got snubbed with Carolina. It's not on that level, but when Carolina came here, Steve Smith had a career game. And I feel like with any player who leaves, and whether whatever position, I mean, Colicchio Smelly had some words to say when he went to the Raiders against the Ravens, and it's surprising when these players do that, but you know, whether they're frustrations on the business end or playing time, but I feel like any player that plays against their former team, especially when it was a few years, if it was just a 1 year and one done, I don't feel like that's the case, but Kamar, any player of his nature is going to have a chip on the shoulder because they want something to prove. It's extra motivation because he's like, you know what? I'm back here to the city. You know, I know what they, you know, I did some plays here, but you know what? You know, I'm on the other side now, the enemy. And I want to show Baltimore what, you know, they lost. And I feel like that could bode, you know, well for the Colts, bad for the Ravens, or it could bode well for us and bad for the Colts, because if it's too overhyped and he's too focused on that, he gets away from actually playing the game, letting the game come to him. So I feel like, you know, that could be a possibility for a bad matchup on the Colts' part and good for us. So I think, you know, you can't get too over aggressive because you want to go at make plays and you're trying too hard and you're trying you just that's what happens. And I see a lot of players do that in any sport, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, any other sport. When you try to get after your team, it makes it personal, and you just can't do that. I mean, and everybody builds it up. I mean, I remember, you know, how it was when Brett Favre, you know, played against the Packers for the first time, and, you know, he had a career game, and it happens. I mean, it's just you always want to stick it to the other guy. You're like, oh, you know what? I'm going to prove you guys, and, you know, it's how it is, you know, and you want to rub it in, but, you know, the Ravens are mindful of that. But I'm getting away from that whole scheme about, oh, well, it's Kamar, you know, sharing game plans. I mean, he hasn't been here for years, and Marty's our offensive coordinator now, so he doesn't know the schemes. He knows Flacco's tendencies as a quarterback, being a receiver, used to catch balls from him, but he's not going to know, you know, he's going to know what Harbs is all about and what he's going to preach to the team, but he's not really going to share secrets because there's really none, and the Ravens knew that, and they're going to game plan accordingly. That's my take on it.
Yeah, I mean, I want nothing but the best for Kamar Aiken, so I hope he does have a long career in the NFL. It doesn't sound like it's
you
really
got to hope he's using your grill, right? Didn't he have?
That's
a grill
right. He won Infant Smokey is what he called it. He won a grill at the charity event he came to that I hosted. So for those who don't know, I mean, just a quick story here. I used to host a benefit for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, and two benefits ago, I bid and won on a pair of gloves and a towel that Kamar Aiken had signed, and I tweeted it to him and said, "Look what I won at this auction." And he goes, "Oh man, that's what's up." And I said, "Hey, we do this every year. Next year, you can be my guest. You are more than, you know, you are more than welcome to come." And he goes, "All right, cool." A year goes by. I send him that tweet. It showed up in my time hop. And I'm like, "Hey, invitation's still out there." And good guy he is, he actually showed up. He had I didn't know him. I just tweeted him. I was just a guy in Baltimore. So for him to show
just
up,
just a guy.
Yeah, for him to show up and for him to spend some money on baskets that he could win, to sit down with people, to take pictures with people. I mean, you can't ask for a better person, a better role model for kids. I mean, that's the type of person that you want to see in the world. So, you know, nothing but good wishes to Kamar Aiken. And you know, I'll be rooting for Kamar Aiken on Saturday. I'll still be rooting for the Ravens, but I am hoping that Kamar Aiken has a good game. So going back to the Ravens, though, Alex Collins, let's talk a little bit about him. Now, Kamar Aiken 2 years ago was the shining bright spot on the offense. Now, Alex Collins, he looks pretty darn good this year. Last game, he didn't play a lot in the third and fourth quarters. They held him back a little bit because he's not injured or anything like that. They're just saying he's a little banged up. He has been very active this season, so he's a little banged up. Would you have him maybe not sit, maybe not be a healthy scratch, but would you have him not take as many snaps from Joe and maybe play Terrence West? Because you got to remember, Terrence West is still sitting on the bench, and he has been for like the last 9 weeks. Would you give him a little bit more playing time to give Alex Collins a breather?
I don't know. I wouldn't. It's fun to talk about. I don't know if I would. I think going back to the whole Macklin situation,
right,
I feel like the Ravens could sit him if the game was well in hand, or if they knew, if they just knew that was the case. I mean, you know, again, with this being, I don't want to just sound like a broken record, but with this being a playoff game atmosphere and playoff like, you know, I don't think that we should just thrust a Terrence West back into the role. It's just weird talking about a Terrence West even in this role. But again, you know, these opponents you don't want to take lightly, but they are the Colts, and then the week after we have the Bengals at home. You almost want to talk about, okay, well, do you want to rest Collins for the playoffs? I feel like they shouldn't. I feel like you got to put him out there, make the plays. But, you know, I know with the migraines, and he did get beat up this past week, but you got to put him out there if he's anywhere ready to go. Limit him. See how he is. I mean, you don't know in game situations. Practice is way different than game speed going against the Colts on Saturday night. So I feel like, you know, it remains to be seen. But my personal opinion, you just got to put him out there if he's healthy.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for Terrence West. You know, he got hurt at the wrong time for him, right time for Alex Collins, but it's kind of the way it goes. But Terrence West, he's a big bruiser. But at the same time, Buck Allen, Danny Woodhead, they're not doing too shabby either. So, I mean, it's kind of a blessing and a curse here for the Ravens because, I mean, to have, you know, four running backs that are all very talented and all doing really well, I mean, somebody's going to be the odd man out. And unfortunately, it's Terrence West. But it's good to know, you know, that Terrence West is kind of in the Ravens' back pocket if, you know, something were to happen again to one of the other players. He's healthy. He's ready to go at a moment's notice. So, yeah, I agree with you. Alex Collins, if he's not injured, if he is okay, then, yeah, put him out there on the field and have him do his thing and have Buck Allen and Danny Woodhead kind of share more of the load because that's what we saw in the third and fourth quarters. It's good to see them out on the field and get a little bit more experience with Joe because, you know, that's what we're seeing. The more Joe is getting comfortable after missing, training camp and everything like that, the better Joe's going to be in the long run with the other players. So playing sparingly maybe, depending on how the game goes. But it's good to see all these guys on the field and working with them.
Absolutely, man. I feel like, you know, the Ravens know what's at stake, and they're gonna put the players in the right situations. They're not going to overplay somebody. They're not going to underplay somebody, and you got to take it carefully. But, dude, you got to win it. But it's going to be great, man. A Saturday night game to kick it off, Week 16 on NFL Network. You know, obviously, locally, they'll have the game. But if you have it nationally, NFL Network is going to be carrying the game, which is great. We're going to get that exposure and the coverage. And I really hope, hey, if we're going to be talked about in the AFC playoffs, this is the statement. You know, the night before Christmas Eve, it's upon us. And what better way at home? And I feel like this is nothing I'm going to talk about before we wrap things up here is the home crowd, man. I know all year people have been – it's been the story. Every home game, people taking pictures of the stands and video. And, oh, my God, there's purple seats everywhere. Well, you know, two each is their own. I can't account for people who don't want to show up, don't want to spend the money. That's their prerogative. That's their situation. But, you know, when we talked about last week how empty the Cleveland Browns Stadium was, and I do work with a Cleveland Browns fan who is from Cleveland, born and raised. He got transferred over here for work, and, you know, he follows the team. He's religious. I talked to him about it this weekend, and, you know, and we were walking outside of work this evening. I was talking about, like, their chances because they played the Steelers the last game. They played the Bears this weekend. I'm like, this is probably your guys' only shot to win a game because you don't think you have any chance of beating the Steelers, obviously. I mean, I know you took it to them the first game, but, you know, in a loss. But, you know, he's kind of like, man, we could 0 for it. But he's like, hey, at least you guys won some games. And, you know, you have to put it in perspective. I mean, how bad Cleveland is and how cheap their tickets were and all that. But, you know, you almost don't want to hate to see that because, you know, you want to take pride in – and we've taken pride of – there was a string of a lot of seasons where we would sell out every home game. You know, the season tickets would go on sale or single game tickets, and within, like, half hour, every game sold out, and there was this time where it's like, you know, hey, you know, I was bugged all week. Hey, you got tickets to the game? Let me know if there's an extra ticket. Now it's like, you know, I put on Twitter, Facebook, I got a pair of tickets for sale, you know, in my row or with me, and it's like I get maybe one response all week. That disheartens me, man. We have to show up on Saturday full force, man. This is one of two home games left of the year. You know, playoffs marching on. Yeah, it's Christmas weekend. If you're in town, go to the game. It's a Saturday. It's not Christmas Eve. It's not Christmas. It's a Saturday night game, you know, starting off the weekend. And you spend the rest of your weekend with your family. Let's get out there and root hard. You know, we're already getting excited. You know, we have a group message going on. We're getting our tailgate plans ready. Bring it. As of Tuesday, we have like six or seven people in the group are like, hey, what are we bringing? We're slinging back messages back and forth, getting excited. Hey, we want to get down there by noon. Is that good? Like, we're all fired up, man. Who cares if it's going to rain? You know, that's another thing, the weather. You know, the weather might be a factor. Who cares, man? Let it rain. You know, it's better than snow. I wish it was snow for the game, but you know, excuse me for being passionate here, but, you know, I'm sitting here looking at packages for Ray Lewis's induction Hall of Fame, and I'm just getting fired up, man. You know, we have a team. You know, we have a stadium. We have a nice stadium. We have a team who's been successful, and we're talking playoffs again. You know, it's been a little bit. So let's get fired up here. And I know I didn't touch on this, and I was listening to some previous episodes. I don't know if I touched on this, but the Lions game. After the Lions game, we trounced them. I was walking out, you know, across the bridge to the parking lot where we always park, and there was a Lions fan draped in her garb, and you know, she was pretty cool. She had a custom robe on. It was like a queen's robe, and she was like queen. It was like Lion Queen of the North or something. She hand painted or had hand painted or airbrushed a nice lion on like this queen looking robe. And I was like, wow, it's pretty cool. She had like these boots with these. It was pretty cool. And I was, you know, commenting on her outfit. She commented on mine, but she turned to me and said, "You know, you are pretty quiet for having a great win." I'm walking and observing, and it was correct. Like, you would think we just trounced the Lions, had a great game, dominant, and usually you would see people high-fiving out, "Man, that was great," and, you know, doing the oh chant down the stairs, and you know, it was pretty quiet, you know. And I'm like, you know what, you know, it's like the whole "It's a Wonderful Life" thing. It's like, you know, he always screamed, George Bailey, in the movie, "I wish I'd never been born," and then he saw what life was like, and then he wanted to, you know, said on the bridge the quote, "I want to live again," and he was happy because and grateful because he got his life back and seen it. So it's like almost like I've always said, it's kind of funny we're talking about this kind of situation with the Colts coming to town, who are our old team, and it's like, you know, I kind of wish the Ravens would relocate for a year or two, and y'all can see what it's like without a football team, and then go, "Oh, I want it back," because I get sick of it. I mean, again, I don't want to call out people's personal situations because everybody has their own stuff going on, but dude, get out to the game, you know, get out there. I want the place rocking. I miss that. You know, it's playoff atmosphere, and let's send our team and wish our team well, man, because if we got to go to the playoff push, it's going to be all on the road. And, you know, and I can't wait to see what the travel plans are. But let's get after the Colts and let's stomp them.
That's right. So, Josh.
Rant over. But I'm just so passionate, man. You know how I roll.
Yeah.
And, you know, just I just got fired up, you know, looking at Ray Lewis's, you know, Hall of Fame plans and just getting fired up. And the game Saturday, and it's Christmas. I'm fired up, man. I'm passionate. I'm excited. And I just can't wait to get there.
That's right, and we all love the passion. That's why everybody listens to the call, and that's why I do the show with you. So I love the passion. So, Josh, have we covered everything for this Purple Friday preview?
Purple Friday preview, Christmas time. Quoth the Raven, nevermore.
All right, guys, if you want to continue the conversation with Josh or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at BrandoCash. Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
Always at ItalianGQ52.
All right, guys, go over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thecallpodcast. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. Now, we do the show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Write us an iTunes review and let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat, anywhere you are social on the web with your phone. Say, "I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I listen to the call," and you should too. Everybody, if you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. This will be our last show before the holidays. So everybody, have a very Merry Christmas. And if you are in the Maryland, in the D.C., Virginia area, don't forget on Tuesday nights, watch Maryland Farm and Harvest on Maryland Public Television. Watch past episodes on video.mpt.tv. So that is it for the call on this Purple Friday. Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Brandon, man, thank you so much. And a very Merry Christmas to you and your family. And you know, hope we're going to enjoy a great win on Saturday. I got to keep thinking it's Saturday, not Sunday. It's awesome to say. You know, it feels like a college game. Saturday, not Sunday. But, you know, Saturday, man, under the lights, M&T Bank Stadium, prime time. It's going to be a great one for the ages, I feel. And I feel like the Ravens are going to come out firing. I feel like they're going to carry the passion of the holiday season, the excitement. Put on a great show for us in March to a 9-6 record. It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to get out there. Rain or shine, it's going to be a great atmosphere for tailgating. I know a lot of people are already fired up about tailgating plans. If you're coming down there, find me in Lot H. We're going to be tailgating hard around noon on Saturday. It's going to be fun and festive. Can't wait to get after it. We're gonna be under an overpass. I feel like we're gonna be covered from the weather, so we're gonna have cornhole going, the grill's going. We're gonna have some you know, some good food spread, and I can't wait to get after it. And this is what it's all about. You know, two home games left, a playoff push in late December. The Ravens are playing well, and I really can't wait to get after this and see what the Ravens have in store for us on Saturday night. Enjoy the time. not going to game, enjoy the game. I know it'll be on the TVs with the family and gathering around. And who knows? Maybe you're going to be doing a Christmas celebration if that's your thing, and doing it with your family, watching the game, having everybody over. It's going to be great and a joyous occasion. And I can't wait to get after it. And Brandon, I want to say thank you. What I will want to say is, I don't want to get sappy here with the holidays, but I will want to say this though: one of the greatest gifts was linking up with you at radio event and doing the show and getting this taken off the ground. 2012. It's been a incredible ride. And let's keep it going, man. It's been awesome. Someone say that's awesome. Man.
I got something in my eye. I don't know what's going on.
It better not be some tears, man. I don't do that. No, I'm just kidding. But got something in your eye. Better get a tissue. But it's been an incredible thing, and I always sit back and listen to old episodes and just see how far we come. And we're always trying to improve the show, make it bigger and better, trying some new ideas, and I can't wait to see what 2018 has in store for us.
Me neither, man. I can't wait. 2018 is going to be a fantastic year. Hopefully, we are doing the show long past January.
Oh, I think we will.
And I'm very excited.
I think we're going to be some playoff episodes coming.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm very excited. And this has been a fantastic ride. And I'm very thankful for your passion for the team. And way more about this team and about football than I do. So it's always good to sit down and talk to you because I learned so much from you. So thank you for doing this week after week with me as well.
Appreciate that, man. It means a lot as always, and we couldn't do it without everybody else, man. And through the years of all the listeners I've met, I would have to go through and pick out all the instances and the things, man, from the trips to everybody coming down to tailgating. It's been awesome and meeting y'all and talking with you guys on social media if I haven't met you. And it's just want to say a big thank you and just happy holidays, Merry Christmas to you all. It's awesome, and you guys, we do it for you guys as well, and it lights me up. I don't know about Brandon, I'm sure it does, Brandon, but it lights me up every time we get a message on the Facebook page or I get a tweet back from you guys, and I love conversing football with you guys. You guys are knowledgeable, you guys are passionate fan base, and just all of our listeners all across the world, wherever you're listening, in all walks of life. It's incredible, just to see Ravens Nation is truly worldwide, and let's close out 2017 and hey, last day of the year, last game next week, let's send this team into the playoffs in 2018 on the back end of this thing, and let's go at it hard. And this weekend, Christmas weekend, M&T Bank Stadium, Saturday night, Baltimore is coming. It's going to just bring it. I just feel it. The Colts are coming in town, but we're going to send a packing as they did back in 1983. We're going to send a back packing to Indianapolis with a big old L. Will Joe Flacco eat another W? I believe so. Till then, Baltimore Ravens, let's fly high.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to brandocash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at baltimoresportsreport.com.